everyone. Good evening. I am Chris Cahill coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. And the name of the show is Psychic Every Day. Hello, everybody. It is a live show tonight. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, and I'm saying hello to you on video here from skidrowstudios.com. So if you're listening and you want to see me too, you can just click on the live video button and you can watch the show along with hearing the show. And if you have a smartphone or you're listening on some other device, you can go to stitcher.com and listen to us there too. That makes it easier. So hi, everyone. I'm happy to be back with another live show tonight. And I want to say hi to Mindy. Mindy is here handling the boards beautifully, and I'm very happy to see her. Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you, Mindy.
Yeah, you too.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, I like your purple shirt. It looks nice on the camera over there.
Mindy's hinting that if you're not on live video yet, you can be. But
well,
thank you.
They should.
Yeah. I appreciate that. That's very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to see you.
You too.
We are, it's really funny. I always like to say hello to Mindy or whoever is here in the booth. Usually it's Mindy for my show, but I love to say hello. And that's pretty much what my show is about tonight, about giving a hello. It's actually, the title of the show is A Spiritual Hello. And I'm going to go into what does that mean? You know, what is a spiritual hello? And what is just all the different ways you can work with hello. Hello is healing. Hello is communication. Hello is a way to build relationships and all the rest of it. And when I say hello to, you know, to Mindy or Jeremy or, you know, all the other people who are here working, I'm acknowledging them. I'm saying hello, and they're doing the same thing with me. And that's something you do all the time anyway, too. You do that every day in your life with different people you see and you meet, even if you don't know them. It's about saying hello. We're going to get into that more in just a moment here. So, yes, it's a live show, and my number is 1-800-893-9562, and I will be taking calls throughout the show about this particular topic. And I know last week we had a little bit of a snafu with the calls, and I appreciate those of you who were trying to get through and who persisted and got through, and thank you for that. It looks like tonight we don't have a snafu. It was just a little technical glitch, and we seem to be good with it tonight. So keep the number handy, and as I get into the show, you may decide, I want a reading on this, and give me a call. Call me up. So, a spiritual hello, what does it mean? What is a spiritual hello, and why is it so healing to both give and receive one of these hellos? When you give somebody a spiritual hello, when you say hello to somebody, you're not even necessarily thinking, oh, I think I'm going to go give that person a spiritual hello. But when you really see somebody, when you say hello to the human being that you're, whether it's somebody you know or someone you just met, just saying hello to someone, to their spirit, to not necessarily a judgment picture you have of who that person is or should be. You know, your judgment might be when you see a person and they're in a particular kind of body or age or size or, you know, infirmity or lack of or whatever, that you have a particular vision of that person, and that might be what you give the hello to. In other words, your judgment, even if it's not a negative judgment, you're not being mean or negative about the person, but the judgment about what you're seeing in front of you, like how you see that person, that might be what you give the hello to, rather than just to the whole being. And remember, your body is what you have this lifetime. Your body is present time. It's every day. It's yes, it's you. It's part of you, or you created it. But really, it's your spirit. The spirit of you, that's pretty much the bigger picture. And a spiritual hello is giving a hello to someone as that being, as that particular spirit. You don't have to know everything about the person. You don't have to solve things or worry about it or try to figure it out. It's just giving a hello to the spirit. This is something you can both give and receive. Now, let me go into this a little bit more. Using you as the example, because you know you better than anyone else knows you, even if you don't know that, but you do. And that's your job, by the way. When someone says hello to you in a way that really you really have, you know, like where you really feel it, you really feel you're being seen and you're being seen not in a way that's necessarily a positive or negative, but kind of without judgment, just a hello to you. That feels good. You know, it's not, you might walk around sometimes protecting yourself and putting up a wall. And a lot of us do this, especially living in a big city or being surrounded by a lot of intensity. It just, you know, it really is very intense to be in a body and have a life. It's really amazingly crazy out there sometimes, just how it feels, even if there are many wonderful people and, you know, this is a beautiful planet and all those other, you know, I'm very positive about it, but I know it is very difficult. It is very challenging for all of us. And that's kind of what it is. You know, life is about growing and about changing and creating and healing and living, experiencing. And it's not easy. And it can be really easy sometimes, but a lot of times you're like, oh my gosh, another one of these days where it just feels like you're kind of climbing uphill. When someone says hello to you, especially on a day like that, you know, if someone just, either whether it's somebody who you're close to and they just see you and they get you and they say hello to you, it can really mean all the difference in the world to get that hello. It's not that you were necessarily sitting there going, God, I really wish someone would say hello to me. But if you walk around sometimes feeling like you don't fit into places or you're kind of alone in terms of how your vibration is, your energy, you know, you might have grown up being a little bit different or unusual or not fitting into your neighborhood, especially if you are any of the artists and musicians and writers and healers I know out there who are listening to this right now. You might have felt a little bit like the odd woman out or the odd man out sometimes. And then when you knew your people, when you ran into them, you know, with your friends you made who you became very close with, you knew who they were because you could all say hello to each other. You could say hello to each other as who you are and where you are right now without judgment. You know, I get you, man. I see you. I get you. That's a hello. That's a spiritual hello. A lot of people go through their lives not being said hello to. Here's an example. Again, back to you and your childhood or neighborhoods you lived in or schools you've gone to or places you've been where maybe you did feel like you were a different, kind of a little different energy than others, or perhaps you didn't feel like you completely fit into a situation you were in. And maybe what others in that group were saying hello to was what they thought you should be, or what they assumed you are, or what they wanted to see, or maybe they were just afraid to say hello. You know, if you're ever around people who really like to keep things on the surface, that superficial not saying hello. Let's just talk about the things on the surface because it's so much safer and then nobody has to be challenged and I'm hiding anyway. Well, what do you know? That brought out my first caller. Hello.
Hi, Chris. It's Karen.
Hi, Karen. I really like that you start off by laughing.
This is such a great topic.
Well, thank you. And you and I both know where we learned how to give a spiritual hello.
Exactly.
And I'm going to give everybody else that answer. In our clairvoyant training, Karen and I went to clairvoyant training at the same school in Chicago called Envision. It's a wonderful school, clairvoyant training school. And, you know, which we now call Hogwarts, but at the time Hogwarts didn't exist, so we didn't know to call it that. But we learned, that was the first thing ever, one of the first things I remember learning in my early beginning clairvoyant training. The first thing was don't judge, you know, step out of judgment, work from the center of your head, neutrality, and then say hello. You're giving a spiritual hello to another person. That's what a clairvoyant reading is. So there, I'm saying all
Excellent.
That. And now I want to give you a reading. Do you have a comment or question?
Well, you know, obviously love the topic. And, you know, when you get a great hello, it's just, it is the greatest thing. And it feels great to give a hello too. Mm-hmm. You know what I was thinking of when you were talking about it was not that you could control what people give a hello to, but what about focusing on what you want people to see, like your beauty, your grace, not that you look a certain way or are wearing a certain thing. what's the likelihood of that, or how might that be
feasible? You said it yourself, Karen, when you said it's not about controlling it. Because, you know, and that's some of what I'll be getting into also in tonight's show, but I'll just bring it up now. Sometimes people just don't want to say hello. They're afraid to, or they're in judgment. Like, for example, someone might be saying hello to how you look, but it's not exactly the kind of hello you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
They can be a hello to, I kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier, like someone might give a hello to your title at your work. Or they might give a hello to what you're wearing, but not necessarily to who you are. But let me just backtrack a little here. In doing so, they might give you that hello. So again, it's not about controlling it. You're not going to control what another person does. And you know that. It's more about just having for yourself. And see, one of the things I really want to focus on tonight is you giving the hello. And actually, that's what I'm going to give you a quick reading on, and this is kind of going to be a little bit what I focus on tonight, your hello.
Excellent.
Because that's a great thing to look at. So let me just take a quick look at what I see. And this is not like your hello across the board to every single human being on the planet, but I see in general, the picture I see is your hello is really, it's fun. I mean, it's a fun hello. But the reason I'm laughing is because the picture I see is it's like you and there's a difference in how this used to be in the past, because there's a picture you're blowing about the past where your hello had to be where you would be the clown or and that there's nothing wrong with that. But I see your hello is more about humor. It's that amusement. It's because you are naturally amused. It's just who you are. And I see this picture of you. The picture is that you see somebody that you're going to say hello to, and you, before you say hello, the picture is you sort of step back for a moment and get into the center of your head and look to see how you're going to say hello to this person from. And it looks like with some people, you just go right into the amusement. You know, it's okay to, like with me, you do that because you know that's how I do it too. Like it's fun. But with other people, it looks like what you do is you go more from a gentle. I see this picture of you being kind of stepping back and being more in this space of in your space and from a gentle but light. So there's this gentle lightness that still has a pretty good oomph to it. That, I mean, I don't know if this is, you know, it sounds like I'm describing a wine. It's gentle, it's light, it has an oomph. But, you know, that's the picture, is you step back. Like, it looks to me like one thing you've changed in your hello is you do it more from your own space now than you did before, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the picture. Is your hello, you actually, I see you actually taking a moment or a beat sometimes before you give a hello to somebody. And other people, it's just right there. And that's not good or bad. It's just simply, I see you being more kind of taking a step and having a breath before you do it sometimes. So there.
Excellent.
That's a quickie, a quick little look at that.
Love it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for listening tonight. It was nice to hear your voice.
Of course. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. I am Chris Cahill. You are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, and we are Real Radio on the Internet. I'm doing a show, a live show, taking callers through the evening or through the show. And my topic tonight is a spiritual hello. And I've got my second caller lined up right now. Hello, you are live.
Hello, Chris. This is Anna calling.
Hello, Anna. Nice to hear your voice. Welcome. How's it going?
Thank you. It's going well. I unfortunately missed your show last week, but I was able to hear it today, actually. And I think this month you have a lot of important topics, you know, that have to do with relationships. And,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of interest to me.
Good. Yeah, that's what I'm really focusing on, just because February seems like a pretty good month for it. But actually, to be honest, any month seems like a good month for it, doesn't it? Relationships.
Actually, yes, definitely.
Yeah. So do you have a question? Is something I can look at for you?
Well, I know, like, spiritual hello is kind of the topic. And, you know, when I started listening to your show, you kind of mentioned you know, growing up, like some people grow up and they feel different. And I'm like, that's totally me. You know, mm-hmm. every time I, especially in during childhood and my kind of high school years, I always felt like the different kid, you know, like I'm from a different planet or something.
Yes.
I was just wondering, I don't know if there's any particular hellos that you see in my space or any particular hellos I'm giving off, you know, anything that comes up.
Yeah. One thing I see when you, and especially when you bring up your childhood and just how you grew up, that it looks like back then where you could receive a hello, it looked like you were you didn't actually get the hello. It wouldn't come in. You know, you weren't getting the one directly to you. And it looks like some people would not even try, and others, if you weren't matched to where they were, they wouldn't give you the hello. You know what I mean? Like if you weren't matched to the vibration of that other person. And meanwhile, what I see is you were at the time, like many of us who are a little different when we're growing up, you were kind of trying to figure out like what, I just keep saying, this is great. I just keep seeing it as fish swimming upstream or downstream. And it looks like you always felt like you were swimming upstream. And little fish, you know, like little pretty rainbow looking fish. You were this little pretty rainbow fish and you were trying to swim upstream, but it's not that you were trying to go against everyone. It's just that you wanted to go upstream. You know, it was your way to do it. Now, when I look at you in present time and the hello you give, because that's a nice thing to look at. The picture I see with the hello you give is that you used to, again, very similar to what I just read for the caller right before you, for Karen, you used to kind of be out in front more, almost like you were defending your hello or protecting your hello. This is past time. Present time, what I see you do is you're standing there. It's a much more like, it's where you're growing. It's one of the places you're growing right now as a being, is learning how to give a hello. And the way I see this is this picture of you standing in all this green. Like it's kind of like being in a beautiful green garden, and it's you're grounding it. You're grounding the hello you give to others. It's much different than it used to be. It used to be much more like where you felt more prickly in the past, and now it's much more smooth. And the prickly that's not who you are or how you are. It just was sort of a response to the kind of energy you were handling. So in present time, one thing I see that helps your hello is completely dropping the past. Because all of that, and I know you work on this, but all of that, all of those challenges just helped you become a more powerful healer. You know, you're learning how to give a hello as a healer now without giving away your healing energy. That's a big deal. Yeah, I get it. You still are. And that's okay. You know, that's the artist in you too. So there.
Yeah.
You're working it. Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Anna. Nice to hear your voice. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, so I am continuing. I'm giving some readings throughout tonight's show about a spiritual hello. Now, I was just getting into this a little bit. Many people go through life for whatever reason, superficial, you know, just the surface level or their energy level. And this last call really brought that up a bit. And they just don't get seen. And sometimes that happens to you if you're protecting yourself or you really don't want to be seen. You know, sometimes people feel a little invaded when someone really sees who they are. But if someone's looking at you or seeing you without judgment and they can say hello to that part of you, it can be quite a wake-up call for you. And that can be a very healing thing. Okay, I've got another caller right now.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, who is this?
This is Ned.
Ned!
You've heard a lot from me lately.
Yes, I have. I got you. I got that nice email from you, and thank you for that. And it's good to hear your voice tonight, Ned. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I thought I would share something that's occurred for me for several years. I will go into places, large places, like a grocery store or whatever, and I will have children wave at me and say hi. Completely, you know, I don't know them at all.
That's great.
And I think, just to relay the story, the last time this occurred, I was getting a haircut, and there was a mother with two children, and one was, I'm guessing, 2 or 3 years old. And they were walking out, and I was sitting there, and the child waved at me and said, hi. And I said, hi. And they were going out the door, and the child stopped again and waved at me and said, hi. And I was like, hi. And the funniest part to me was the mother looked at her child and said, do you know him?
That's great. That happens a lot to me, too. Little kids will say hello. And they're not judging. That little child saw you and liked your sparkly energy because you have very, really sparkly energy. You know, especially when you start to clear it up for any of us, that's what happens.
It was great that the adult, that the parent asked the 2 or 3 year old, do you know him? It's like, how would that even be possible?
Well, but that's what's really fun is that his mother did say that. That's great. What a great thing. Because he was acting like he knew you.
And I got the sense that he did.
Yes, and that could be very, very true. I've actually had little babies and year-old babies being held by their mothers in grocery stores in line in front of me doing similar things. And I have to be careful because some mothers take that as kind of a threat.
You know? Yeah, especially being
what are you
male.
Doing to my child? I'm like, well, male or female, but especially being a man, they're going to go, who are you? And how does my child know you? Children say hello in a different way than adults do. You know, they haven't learned how to put all the filters on. So they're seeing you. They're seeing your spirit. They're seeing, you. And whatever, even if the child didn't know you from another time, seeing you, that obviously that child could see a similar unique spirit or somebody who, just felt like one of his people.
And I guess in relating that, it's like, so I guess in terms of the theme of the show.
Yeah.
Is it possible for adults to do the same thing between each other?
Yes, it is. People do it all the time. I see it. And you know what is wonderful, Ned, is you can do it. Even if you're not going to get a hello back. It's funny. I come from Chicago and I live out in Los Angeles. And one of the things I used to hear before I moved out here from people was, people are much more friendly in Chicago. They'll say hello to you and where they won't out in Los Angeles. Well, I found a lot of nice people out here who do say hello. And, I found that to be very true. But it is funny how regionally you'll find different ways of people communicating. And often it's just because, is it a bigger city? Is it a smaller city? What's the energy of the neighborhood you're in? Just how is that? Is it safe? Can people do that? And a lot of people are afraid of being rejected, so they don't say hello. That's what I see. So what if you just decide to? Because you seem like a pretty friendly sort of guy. If you just decided to say hello to people, that's going to be one of the things I'm going to talk about tonight is your hello creates peace. By giving your hello, you really do help spread another vibration on the planet. But now, I'd love to give you just a little mini reading here, if you don't mind. Would you like that?
Sure.
All right. And that would be, I'm going to look at it from the perspective of what you just asked too, which is about can adults do that? But I'm going to look at it from your hello. And the picture I see is your hello, like when you say hello to somebody, you just would naturally be casual or relaxed or more friendly about it. But it looks like what we were just talking about. What you've learned how to do over the years is sort of second guess it sometimes or be careful because you're looking at how people what you see. And I get this. You see the judgment that comes in or the fear that comes in from someone who doesn't know you and is wondering, are you for real? But what I see is this picture of you when you give the hello and you just do it and give it and move on, that actually it gives to you. And it's something it looks like you already do, but that it gives to you, like you receive healing from doing it, just from saying hello and then letting it go. The picture is if you hold on to it, kind of like, this is the funniest picture, Ned. It's sort of like if you're giving the hello, but you hold on to it kind of like a collection plate, then you don't just let it go, then you may not collect anything back. But if you give it, just sort of like what you might drop into the collection plate as it goes by and not think about it anymore, it's just sort of a dropping it, letting it go. And it just looks like maybe you already do this, but what I'm seeing it is as let it, the thing where sometimes where you might get a little caught up is when you hold on to it. And people really, you're quite a healer. You already have that healing vibration, but giving that hello from just because you want to without worrying about whether someone can receive it or not, just don't make that your business. Do it from you. And it looks like that's part of where you're growing with your hello to others right now.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Kind of sounds like my Catholic slip is showing.
Yeah.
I'm not judgmental of that, but.
Your Catholic slip is showing, Ned. I like that. I'll use it. Thank you for listening and for calling. It was good talking to you again.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. I am Chris Cahill, and I am doing a show called Psychic Every Day. You've probably been listening to it for a little while, and if you just joined me and you're brand new, I want to thank you for that, and thanks to actually all my listeners. You're at skidrowstudios.com. We are Real Radio on the internet. If you just joined us, we also have a live video button, and you can watch me while the show is happening. I am also taking callers. The number here is 800-893-9562. Doing a show about a spiritual hello. Now, I've been giving people readings about their hello and just talking about the whole notion or the whole concept or the whole, really, the spirit of a spiritual hello. Now, so far, we've gone into this a little bit in terms of your hello to others and their hello to you. And actually, a spiritual hello, when you first received a hello to who you are, just to who you are as a being, without judgment. It really felt warm and fuzzy and wonderful, I bet. It's a healing. You know, it can be, and I was getting into this a little bit too, it can feel pretty lonely to never get a hello, to not have anyone see you. And some of the things we went into already with people here were just, others are just only seeing you from what they're choosing to see about you, the surface. This is why we have war all over our planet. That's one reason. You know, there's actually a deeper underlying reason, but the point is war couldn't happen if we weren't in judgment of each other. If we didn't judge other people's religions or skin colors or genders or, you know, orientation or any of that stuff, we wouldn't need to fight them. If we could see the spirit of another human being, you know, of other human beings as being also like ourselves, each one has a spirit, has a unique vibration. And when you can say hello to somebody else's spirit, say hello to that person, what you're doing is creating more peace. You may even have grown up with your own family not seeing you. Sometimes that happens. Where in a family, there'll be a number of different vibrations or pictures or expectations. And for example, you may be the artist or you may be the whoever in the family, the one who's different, who sticks out a little bit or just has a different way of looking at life and of living. And if everyone else is matched to a particular picture or vibration, it may be difficult for them to really see you because you don't match. Or it may be difficult for you to see them. You might be in judgment of them because you're different. So it goes both ways. The point is not what each one does or what each one's job is or what each one's label, you know, or self-designed label, you know, self-definition. It's not that that's important. It's that you really get to say hello to the person's spirit, the one that you are saying hello to in front of you. I've talked about this before on this show. I really find it amazing when I'm standing in line at a grocery store, you know, going to pay for groceries or at a department store or someplace buying something, working with a person who's waiting on me or who's the service person there, the clerk, the person who that's their job. And I'm really friendly. I say, hello, how are you? And, you know, some of the places I go to regularly, we chit and we chat and we just have fun and make jokes. But whether I know them or not, I'm always amazed at the number of people who are like me in line trying to buy something, and they're just not friendly. It's sort of like, you know, it's not like they're necessarily downright unfriendly, but they just sort of are missing. they're not there. They don't say hello to the clerk. They don't say hello to other people. They can't be approached themselves. They can't be reached. You know, or if I'm saying hello to whoever it is whatever personnel I'm dealing with, and they cannot communicate, the person who is supposed to be giving service who can't say hello. And if this is you, this is your wake up call. It doesn't really help anything. It might be that that person's just exhausted, or they've had a really rough week, or all kinds of, you know, everyone's got excuses. It's great, but we're all here together, and giving a hello to other human beings really is a wonderful way to go through life. Doesn't mean you have to go around being all happy, happy, joy, joy all the time. Nobody's expecting that. And you might have days where you just have a hard time with it. But the reverse of it, or the other side, was I just watch people be so rude to other people and say, come on, we don't have to do that. Honestly, it's time to say hello. Now, I have a few little things here on my list. What is fun about a hello? And if you want to get a reading, by the way, on your spiritual hello, you can call me. My number is 1-800-893-9562. I will say hello to you without judgment. I'll say hello to your spirit, and I'll give you a reading on your spiritual hello. Now, what is fun about hello? What's fun about giving one? What's healing about it? What's helpful? What are the advantages of saying hello? All right. Number one, and I already said this a little bit, and I want to go into it. Your hello spreads peace. You actually help create peace. Just think of it. The last time maybe you were having a day that was tough yourself, and someone said hello to you or said something really nice to you, and it wasn't even like that person had to do a whole lot other than acknowledge your existence and say hello. And that is healing. That's wonderful. That's a great way to spread peace. When people do that for you, you know it's your job to go and pass it on, really. You're giving. When you're saying hello, you're choosing to acknowledge another person, and you're giving. And it will come back to you. I have another caller. Hi, you're live.
Hi, Chris. It's Cindy. How are you?
I'm good, Cindy. How are you this week?
I am well, thanks.
Good. Well, how do you like the show? Do you have a comment, or would you like
a
reading?
You know, it's such an important thing, and I was thinking back to my childhood where I grew up in a nice town, but kids were very discriminating. And I remember there was one gal in town who always made me feel special, and that kind of stuck with me. And then all my years riding a train to work, people were very gregarious and would talk and say hello. And then I worked in an office setting where my boss never said hello to the whole group every morning. So I totally agree with what you're saying. It makes a huge difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what you have to think about me.
I would. And I want to say, like, to add to that, it builds businesses. You know, that's what we are living in, a service economy now. And part of service is saying hello. That's really what it means, you know, to some degree.
Definitely.
So that's what we're doing. But let me take a look at your hello and just what I see. just what I see coming up for you right now in present time. I see this picture as I get started of you. This is really cute. It looks like it has to do with recent changes, which I believe pretty much just about everybody has had some change in their communication with others in the past, you know, year or two or even three. But with you, what I see is you used to feel like you had more of a, and I don't, this may have been the old job or just how things were in your life, but it looks like you used to feel like you were more behind a curtain or surrounded by, like, kind of more sheltered on some level or unseen, like not, that's the picture. It's like just sort of being sequestered or sheltered or unseen, like having this curtain drawn around you. And in present time, what I see is you're standing looking into a mirror and practicing your hello. And it's not that you're literally doing this, but the picture is you no longer have that curtain around you or that You know, it's funny. It's not even like it's about the curtain. It's more about this opacity, this energetic energy around you that was kind of like a great big curtain that you don't have anymore, that you got rid of. But that in the past, it was unconsciousness. It looks like that's probably what the curtain was, kind of an unconsciousness. I just see this present time picture of you looking in the mirror and actually choosing the way you're going to say hello. Oh, yeah, that's why. I don't know why I keep seeing this, but I keep seeing this parrot who's there, you know, a parrot. And rather than you training the parrot's trying to train you. And the parrot looks like it's everyone else. Like it's a different, you know, it's not you. It's some other thing coming in. It's saying, well, this is how you're supposed to do it. And it's almost this automatic parrot. And you're saying, no, no, I can't do what the parrot's doing. I'm doing what I want to do. So it looks like it's really a lot about you getting more independent or more certain about how you want to say hello in present time. It's a growth period you're in about your hello to people. And it looks like it has to do with your work, you know, business and work and things like that.
Yes.
Good.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good week.
You too.
Thanks, Cindy. Bye. All right. Now, getting back to what's fun or healing or healthy or happy or helpful about a hello. Yes, your hello creates peace. And then as I just talked about with my last caller, it really is good for business. Not kidding. And I'm not saying that in a cynical way. It's not about, oh, say hello to people so they'll come and give you business. People know when you're giving them a real hello or not. They know when you are saying hello from, you know, a place of kindness or of really just wanting to say hello, and when you're doing it in a way that's a little snarkier. So saying hello, that's actually what the service economy is, but the connection economy, it's really about the connection economy we live in now. People who are creating all their own businesses and learning how to promote themselves and all the different social media and connect and communicate. And it really is who you know, but it's also how you communicate who you are and communicating from your own truth. So when you're giving a hello to people on a big scale, you know, that large scale hello, you're coming from your own truth. You're able to actually open yourself up more. You're able to really give. When you say hello to people, you're giving. When you're telling them about what you do, what you have to offer, and you're really coming from your own truth, they know that. It's a much different hello than from some perfect picture of this is what I'm supposed to do. These are the rules. This is how this business works. It's what I should be doing. There is no should be anymore. It's all about what's yours. You know, what's your reality? You know, should be is, well, it's useful if you pay your bills so that you don't lose your utilities. Of course, I'm talking about with building a business or with building your career or building relationships or friendships. There's a way that you give a hello that really comes from you. That's not you just hiding behind something else. So giving a hello to people isn't the same thing as showing off and saying, look at all my stuff I bought. Aren't I rich? That's not a hello. And giving a hello to people is not saying, you know, I'm, some people's hello comes in a negative, sort of like, I really suck, but I'm going to say hello to you. You know, I'm really, here's my invalidation and I'm saying hello to you through that. And sometimes we've done that in our lives, you know, each of us like, oh no, I'm coming to you through my pain, or I'm saying hello to you through what's wrong with me. And some people do that as a, their hello comes in like that. Here, I'm going to get you to laugh at me with me. So then I control it. And it's not a real hello, but it's their hello. When you can say hello, you build better relationships with people. At least you get the more of the people who really you really want to say hello to. I have another caller. Hello. You're live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Who's this?
It's Bonnie. How are you?
I'm good, Bonnie. I'm glad you got through this week. How are you?
Well, that certainly isn't your fault, but I do have a relationship question. Would it be terrible to backtrack a week?
Actually, I'm working hello tonight. So you want me to give you a spiritual hello reading?
Sure.
Because that's you know, the whole theme tonight. But I'll look at it from kind of the perspective of relationship, because that looks like what it may have a little bit to do with. And the picture I see with the hello, the picture is, oh, it's kind of cool. I see this picture of you having a sailboat, and it's this little individual sailboat. Like, you're the only, it's just like a one-person sailboat. It's this tiny little cute toy boat, but you can actually ride it. And I see you've been working on having control over how it sails. And the way you've been doing that is you've been learning how to work with the sails themselves. Like, it looks like it's about... It looks like it's a lot about non-effort in your hello and creating less effort than in relationships, you know, by the hello you give. And the picture is you've been learning how to more effortlessly get the boat to glide over the water. And water, in this case, I know it's like stereotypical. It is emotions. I'm just seeing it. It's like this ocean of emotion. And you're learning how to glide your boat, which is communication. The boat is all about communication and these sails. And I see you just learning how to, it looks like in the beginning you were fumbling them a lot, or you were trying to make it perfect. You were reading a manual. You were trying to figure out, like, how do I make this boat work? And now it's more like you are one with the boat. At least that's the place you're working right now. And I see it having everything to do with your communication abilities. So there's a lot happening here with your hello and your communication and trying to clear the effort out of communication in your relationships. It looks to me like when you trust yourself more in this case, then it's easier. And so that's what I'm going to say to you.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Okay, Chris. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too.
Hi, everybody. I am giving you another little station identification. I'm Chris Cahill. You are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, and we are Real Radio on the Internet. Couple things before I continue with my hello show. I want to mention a few things. Now, I give a hello every week here in my show. Usually it's a live hello. And I'm here Wednesdays from 7 until 8 Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com. You can also find my show archived here at SkidRowStudios.com and the video. We have all the, ever since we started doing our own video, we have all this great video here too. And you can go and check out, you know, either listen to or download the audio show or the video. And if you want to take my show with, if you can't catch it live every week or you miss some of it or you want to rehear it, go and subscribe to my show on iTunes. It's a free podcast and you can download it. So it'll just immediately download for you every week and then you have it. And so just go searching for Psychic Every Day on iTunes. I also have a couple of websites and I have a newsletter. So if you go to chriscahill.com or psychiceveryday.com, those are my two sites right now. There's a third one coming, but you don't get to hear about it till next month. And you can go and, you know, see what's up, what the latest show is, you know, just a lot of my blog posts. I wrote a lot of articles about being psychic and energy and meditation and all that stuff. And I do a free weekly newsletter that is a spiritual hello every week. You can sign up on my front page of my site and I'll make sure I send it to you. So that is what's happening over here. Let me get back to what I want to work on. We've got another little while here for this show, a few more minutes, and I do have time to give another reading if anybody out there would like one. My number is 1-800-893-9562, and I'm giving you a reading on your spiritual hello. Now back to what's fun about a hello. One thing I've learned, especially since I got over being shy, I was pretty shy when I was younger. And when I started getting over being shy and having more fun saying hello to people and not being so worried about how my hello came off to them, because, you know, looking back, I realized that I was shy partly because I was invalidated when I was younger. You know, I just didn't really know who I was yet and I didn't know what I was about. And as I grew and got more certain of myself, and actually kind of didn't care anymore what people thought of me, to be honest with you. I kind of got let go of the caring about other judgments coming in or other people's energy. And I just thought, no, I just really like people. I want to say hello. And when I started learning how to do that, I would just really be the one who felt good about giving the hello. So it's not about running around and going, God, I really wish someone would say hello to me. as I mentioned to one of my callers tonight, if you want to get a hello, you can give one. And that's what I'd like to suggest you give yourself some more permission to do. How about this week? You know, this coming week, make it part of your job this week, just to have more consciousness about saying hello to people wherever you go. One thing I like about my neighborhood, I live in a neighborhood in Glendale. I've noticed that every time I'm walking in my neighborhood, people I pass say hello just about every single time. They just do. There's a lot of people who have their dogs and they're out walking, and a lot of people just walking around because it's really hilly and it's a really good workout to walk in my neighborhood, I'll tell you. And people just say hello when they pass each other. It's kind of neat. So, you know, maybe your neighborhood's like that. Maybe it's not. Maybe, you know, just the places you go, maybe you get to go to a lot of different places, see a lot of different people. Just start to see how you feel about giving a hello to people more often than perhaps you might have been. And if you're already doing it, I say right on. You know what I'm talking about. When you see other people, other human beings as already being complete, you know, whole, they're not missing anything. None of us are perfect and we don't have to be. But when you see that, when you're seeing someone else just as being another person who has a body, who's living a life and doing what they're doing, and you say hello to them, whether it's the guy who's, you know, begging money from you at the stoplight, that's a being too. That's also a human being. And that's also a spiritual being. Or the lady who's looking down her nose at you because, you know, she's driving a Rolls Royce and you're not. Whatever, say hello. I found that actually people who are in judgment of me, it's really fun to give them a hello because it irritates them. Now, I know I'm being bad, but it's fun. You know, like they have a whatever. I'm not even going to go there. I'll get myself in trouble. But when you really say hello to somebody, you actually give them a gift. You're giving them the gift of a hello. It is, you heard me talking about this earlier with someone too. It is my job to give a hello. I love it. I know that's one of the reasons why I chose to do the work I do, because I was taught with the beginning of, you know, learning how to become a clairvoyant and how to do it from a place of my own space and to say hello to the spirit of people. That is my job. I give a spiritual hello. Hello to the spirit of this being. What does it look like to me? How do they look? And it's not that I need them to be a certain way. You know, I don't need to change them or control them or heal them or fix them. I don't see anything being wrong. And I always tell people that too. You know, it's not, this is, especially people who are getting a reading for the very first time, sometimes they're a little nervous because we all have pictures of, oh, what's a psychic do? And what is a psychic reading? And it's scary. And what if they see something terrible and predict my future and it's bad? Well, I don't predict the future and neither do the psychics I respect, because it's not about the future. You know, it's about the present. It's about the spirit. It's about many things. You have many futures. Your future changes when you really learn to see yourself as a spirit. You see your own particular spiritual abilities, or just have that awareness that you're unique. And when you can say hello to yourself, when you can give yourself a hello, that is huge. It's one of the things, when I teach meditation, I teach people as they get into the meditation to send a hello to themselves. That's what I was given when I first learned it. That's how I was taught. Send a hello within. Say hello to yourself. And say hello to your body. And I have so many experiences over the years of different people saying to me, wow, I've never done that before. I've never said hello to myself like that before, or I've never really said hello to my own body. And when you begin to have that relationship, to get that awareness going, that communication with yourself, giving yourself a spiritual hello, that's a huge deal. One of my very first times I ever did it, I did that, said that I was leading a meditation for a group of people years ago in Chicago at the school I taught at. And, I was a fairly new teacher, so I hadn't had a lot of experience yet, but I was, you know, I knew what I was doing. I had this group of maybe 10, 12 people on a Sunday morning, you know, and taking them through a short grounded meditation. Close your eyes. Okay, now send a hello to yourself. You know, it's kind of the beginning of this meditation. And one woman just, she bolted, her eyes just bolted open, and she sat up, you know, in her chair and looked so disturbed when I said that and said, "What does that mean?" And it was, she was not making fun of it. She was really serious. Like, it really disturbed her. "What does that mean to say hello to myself?" And I just said to her, "It's okay. Just send a hello to you. Just communicate within yourself, you know, not to all the stuff that's there, not to all the other things, you know, the invalidation or the fear or the worry or the to-do lists or all the busyness or the unconsciousness. It's just sending a hello to you and to who you are." You know, when you start to do that, it changes what happens in the world outside too. You might think you're just doing that for you, but actually it's really affecting others too. Because when you become more conscious of who you are and you start really communicating within yourself, it has an effect. You actually become easier to be around. Not that you're hard to be around right now. I don't know. Only you can tell me that. But if you have been feeling uncomfortable or not quite fitting into your own skin or just feeling a little edgy or not, you know, or just things are a little bit out there for you sometimes because it's tough, you know, because you're going through challenges, send a hello to yourself and just listen. You don't need to go in and judge yourself or, you know, go in and figure out point by point what's good about you, what's bad about you, why you should say hello, why you shouldn't. It's not a why. It's simply having it, doing it, giving yourself a hello. It's a really lovely healing for you. You already know how good it feels to receive a real hello. And, you know, it comes from you saying hello to you and then you saying hello to others. Those are ways to do it. But remember too, and I kind of got into this a little bit, creating or saying hello to people helps you build your business. And if you're not sure about what I'm talking about, just think about those places that you go to, that you love to go to, and you go back to again because they know how to say hello to you. Or think about the last time you walked into a store and nobody said hello. They just ignored you. They just kind of did their work around you or chit-chatted and didn't say hello, didn't say, "Hi, welcome. Let me know if you need any help." You know, I mean, then, you know, the other side of it too is when you walk in the store and people don't really say hello, but they just hang on to you, which is annoying. When you say hello, there's a communication. Those are the places you want to go back to. When you have a wonderful time with friends or family or people who you just really, everyone's saying hello to each other. They're not glued to a screen or having a fight about something stupid. It's more about the hello to each other. That's what really counts. So you can start this week. I mean, start tonight, start today. Give your hellos. Start to decide who you'd like to say hello to more. Maybe you just want to give yourself permission to have that hello be in your vocabulary or be with you. I appreciate each and every one of you who listens, who calls. Please tell your friends about my show. If you like it, would you just share it? Let people know. It really helps the cause a lot because it's really fun. Then there's a lot more people who download the show and it really helps me spread it. So please, you know, if you can do that. I'm also accepting sponsors and supporters for my show. And it's a very simple thing. I'm just telling people, if you want to support the show, you can support in any amount that you're comfortable with. And I have information about that on my Psychic Everyday Radio page on my website, chriscahill.com. So again, thank you all. You can subscribe, as I mentioned, to the free podcast on iTunes, Psychic Everyday. And you can join me again next Wednesday, the last Wednesday in February. And I'm going to be going into a whole other aspect of working with relationships and you know, communicating with spirit and all the rest of it. And that show is still being formed, so I'm not giving you any more information. But thank you, everybody. It was a lot of fun to do the show live tonight. Thank you, Skid Row Studios. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, all the people who helped make this place a wonderful place. So, and I also want to mention people, like, check out the other shows here at Skid Row. There's a lot of them, and they're wonderful. And there's a couple coming up right after me tonight. So thank you, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.